Today we're going to talk about something that is very sensitive to all of us. So I'm praying within me, I'm praying for each and every one of us that we will listen to God carefully today. Kasi ito yung pag-uusapan natin masyadong sensitive. And minsan pag sensitive tayo dito and we hear these things, we suddenly close our minds and nasarado natin yung isip natin. At kahit na nakikinig yung tenga natin, yung utak natin, yung puso natin, malayo na sa pinag-uusapan natin. So I pray that God would grant you the grace of understanding today, that you may hear properly, you may see what God wants you to see today. I start with a question. How many times must I forgive someone who keeps hurting me? That is a question to you. How many times must I forgive someone who keeps on hurting me? What if I forgive the person today, but tomorrow that person does the same thing again? What if the person never apologizes? Hindi man lang marunong mag-sorry. What if I forgive but cannot forget what happened? And does forgiveness mean that I must continue trusting someone who has repeatedly betrayed me? These questions I pose on you, these are not merely theoretical questions. They come from real wounds. Itong mga tanong na to nanggagaling to sa sugat ng puso natin. Because many of us who come to church, we have wounded hearts. And many of us here, the wounds that has been inflicted by the sin of others has not yet healed. Kahit gaano katagal na yan, nandun pa rin, hindi humuhilom ang sugat. Bakit? Masyadong malalim. They come from, these questions I ask, they come from marriages in which trust has been broken. I love my wife. I love my husband. I'm not going to leave my wife, but I cannot trust my wife anymore. These questions I asked from you, these are not hypothetical questions. They come from families divided by inheritance, by jealousy, or painful words. Alam nyo ba yung salita natin, minsan nakakasakit po yan, nakakasugat yan. At maraming pamilya na hiwalay dahil sa mga masasakit na salita. And it has wounded so many hearts. These questions come from friendships destroyed by betrayal. They come from people who have been humiliated, deceived, and treated unfairly. Nakaranas na ba kayo na pinahiya kayo? Have you experienced that pinahiya kayo sa maraming tao? And you know, sometimes that doesn't go away. It remains with you. Forgiveness sounds beautiful when we are talking about small offenses. Masarap pag-usapan yung pagpapatawad. Kung yung mga kasalanan na nagawa sa'yo ay maliliit lang. We like to talk about forgiveness. Oh, dapat magpatawad tayo. Dapat mag-move on tayo. Yeah, because we're talking about small offenses. But when the wound is deep, forgiveness can become one of the most difficult demands of the Christian life. Pag malalim ang sugat at nagdurugo ang puso, ang pagpapatawad ay isa sa pinakamahirap na inuutos ng Diyos na gawin natin. Our gospel today is a continuation of the gospel last Sunday. The gospel last Sunday, Jesus was teaching us how to deal with brothers who have offended, brothers who are wayward. Tinuruan tayo paano makipag-usap, how we can reconcile. Okay? Tinuturo ni Lord yon. Then Peter, in our gospel today, suddenly stood up. He realized kung magre-reconcile tayo, if we're going to talk to our brother, you know, point out his mistakes to him, we must also learn to forgive. Dapat marunong tayo magpatawad. Kung meron kang kinoconfront na tao, nako, at hindi ka marunong magpatawad, delikado yung ginagawa mo. And Peter realizes that, and so he realizes that he needs to forgive because of what the Lord was teaching, that we need to forgive each other, or we need to reconcile with each other. And so Peter went to Jesus and sabi niya, Lord, so how many times will I forgive my brothers? Tapos binigyan niya ng sagot, hoping na yung sagot niya tama. Sabi niya kay Lord, 7 times? Now, in Levitical law, the Jewish people, they're allowed 3 times. Pag nagkamali ka sa akin, I forgive you, first time. Pag inulit mo, 2nd time, warning. At inulit mo, the 3rd time, yeah, I still forgive you, that's the last time. Then after that, I will not forgive anymore. That's the Jewish law. Pwede hanggang 3 lang. And Peter came to Jesus, sabi niya, kung magpapatawad tayo, Lord, dinoble niya yung 3 at dinagdagan niya ng 1. 7 times? So iniisip niya, sasabihin ni Lord, alam mo, Peter, ang galing mo. You know, he was thinking that Jesus would, you know, agree with him. And you know what Jesus said to him? Ano sabi ni Lord sa kanya? Sinabihan ba niya si Peter? Mali yan, Peter. No, Jesus did not say it's wrong. But this is what he said. You say 7 times, but I tell you. Ganun si Lord palagi. There is a better way. Not 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. Mas matindi. I mean, sa 3 lang, napapagod ka na eh. Yung paulit-ulit na kasalanan, paulit-ulit, paulit-ulit. You get tired at 3, much more 7 times you get tired. But the Lord said, 70 times 7 times. Ano bang tinuturo ni Lord dito? Magdala tayo ng listahan ng kasalanan? Oy, naka-20 ka na ha? Malapit ka nang matatapos, you know? Is the Lord encouraging us to bring a record of wrongdoings? Dapat ba may listahan tayo ng mga kasalanan ng mga tao? Yan bang tinuturo ni Lord? Magdala kayo ng listahan. No, when He said 70 times 7, may mga calculator, ano, pag pinindot mo 70 times 7 times equals infinite number. It's an infinite number. Ewan ko sa mga bagong calculator ngayon, pero yung dating calculator, I tried it, 70 times 7 times equals. It's infinite. But the Lord is telling us that you should forgive all the time. All the time. 70 times 7 times is not literally 149 times, but Jesus is saying you have to forgive infinitely. All the time. Then He tells us a parable to explain bakit ganyan. Nagkwento siya, no? Again, Jesus, a very good storyteller. He tells us a story today why we should forgive all the time. To explain. Sa kwento niya, sinabi niya, there was a man na nagkaroon ng utang sa hari. And he owed the king 10,000 talents Okay? Ano ibig sabihin ng talents? Talents is a measure of weight. Yung pera kasi noon, binibilang sa timbang kung gaano kabigat yung pera mo. Okay? And so, it has 10,000 talents. Now, what is 10,000 talents? I'll give you a picture of what 10,000 talent is. Yung one talent, yan ang sweldo ng tao sa panahon ni Jesus. Ang one talent, yan ang sweldo ng tao for 15 years. 15 anyos nga sweldo yung one talent. So may idea na kayo. So kung magsasahod ka for 15 years, that is one talent. I am already 60 years old. So kung sumahod ako from day one, I would have already 4 talents. Kasi 15, one talent. Yan ang sahod mo for 15 years. That's one talent. I'm 60 years old. So, 4 talents na. Dapat ang sweldo ko. Naka 4 talents na ako. Imagine mo yung tao na to. Yung utang niya sa hari is 10,000 talents. Ganun kalaki yung utang niya. And sa time ni Jesus, when they say 10,000, it doesn't literally mean 10,000, and it means infinite. Hindi mo mabilang. Yung mga tao noon, pag nagbibilang sila, hanggang 10,000 lang. But after 10,000, beyond 10,000, they don't know that value anymore. And so they just say, 10,000, ibig sabihin, walang katapusan. It's infinite. What is Jesus trying to say here? Yung utang ng tao na yan, sa sobrang laki, hindi pwede bayaran. Pero yun ang utang niya sa hari. And so the king called for this man. Meron kang 10,000 talents na utang sa akin. Dapat mong bayaran. And if you cannot pay, you will be imprisoned and your family, your wife, your children has to be sold. Ibibenta ko yung mga anak mo at saka asawa mo. Ganun ang bayad mo. And what happened? Nung nangyari yan, lumuhod yung tao sa hari. Sabi niya, King, tingnan mo ha, sabi niya, have mercy on me. Be patient. He did not say have mercy. Sabi niya, be patient with me. I will pay it. Now, tanungin ko kayo, sa tingin niyo makakabayad yung tao na yan? Alam mo, may mga taong umuutang sa akin, alam ko hindi makakabayad eh. Sa inyo, naranasan mo na ba yung uutang yung isang tao sa'yo? Alam mo namang hindi babayad. Diba? Pero minsan, sige na lang. Diba? But you already know. I remember a story nung nag-uumpisa pa lang yung Pilipinas, walang-walang pera yung Pilipinas. And we have a president at the time, President Marcos, wanted to build our nation up. He went to Singapore, and President Marcos Sr. went to Singapore and asked Lee Kuan Yew, the president of Singapore, sabi niya, I need to borrow money para i-boost up yung economy ng Pilipinas, down na down ang Pilipinas. So he went to Singapore and asked money. And you know what Lee Kuan Yew said? I know you will not pay. But anyway, sabi niya, this is the money. Here is the money. Binigyan niya pa rin. And true enough, umulad yung Pilipinas. But we did not pay. Ganun din tong tao na to. Sabi niya, be patient with me. I will pay. And something happened. May nangyari. Suddenly, the king, suddenly, yung hari, lumambot ang puso. The king's heart melted. Nung nakita niya yung tao, naawa talaga siya, naawang-awa talaga sa tao na yon. He was just asking for patience. Babayaran ko pa rin yan. And you know what the king said? Well, anyway, never mind. Kalimutan mo na yung utang mo. He was asking for patience. The king gave him mercy. Pasensya lang yung hinihingi niya. Ang binigay ng hari sa kanya, habag, mercy. He was asking for extension kasi babayaran niya naman. You know what the king gave him? Cancellation. Canceled his debt. Wala ka ng utang. Just imagine for a while with me. Imagine mo kung ikaw yon. Nakaranas ako ng problema many years ago. Nagkautang-utang din ako. At yung feeling na yan na araw-araw, magbabayad ka. Pagkatapos mo magbayad, alam mo at the end of the month, babayaran mo na naman. Parang kailan lang, parang kahapon ka na nagbayad, mamaya, end of the month na naman, eto naman, magbabayad ka. Ay, iniisip mo, paano ako makakalabas sa utang na to? Well, I'm off that debt already. Thank God. But just remember, this man cannot pay. Pinapakita ng Diyos dito sa gospel natin, napakalaki ng utang na yan. It's infinite. And there's no way man can pay. But the king said, okay, I'm gonna have mercy on you. You're not going to pay anymore. Oh, tuwang-tuwa yung tao. Then that man, remember, this is a story of Jesus. Kinikwento lang ni Jesus to. Then yung tao na yan na pinatawad ng hari, kinansel na yung utang niya. He went out, excited, happy siya. Then he met another person na nagkautang din sa kanya. At yung utang niya, sinabi doon, is just a few denarii. Ano yung denarii? Maliit na utang. Parang ilang araw na sahod. It's a small amount, measurable, pwedeng bilangin. Yung utang niya sa hari, hindi mabilang. Yung utang ng tao na to sa kanya, pwede mabilang. Kaya nga, sa tanungin ko kayo, yung kasalanan ba ng tao sa inyo? Nabibilang niyo ba? Yeah. Kumpara sa kasalanan mo sa Diyos, hindi mabilang. But the things that people owe us, yung kasalanan ng iba sa atin, it can be quantified. Kaya mong bilangin. Amen? Amen? But this man, nung nakita niya yung tao na yun na nagkautang sa kanya, maliit lang yung utang, aba, nung nakita niya, sinakal niya kaagad. Sabi niya, bayaran mo yung utang mo ngayon. Kailangan bayaran mo ako ngayon. Etong sabi ng tao sa kanya, be patient with me. Sounds familiar, di ba? Parang inulit lang ng tao yung sinabi niya rin sa hari. Be patient with me and I will pay. No, the same thing he said to the king was repeated to him. Pero anong ginawa niya? Sabi niya, no, di pwede. Bayaran mo ako. Sa kaperanggot na utang na yan, sabi niya, sinakal niya yung tao. At anong ginawa niya? Pinabugbog niya yung tao, kinakulong niya, at sabi niya, ibenta yung pamilya mo. Aba, pinabenta niya yung pamilya ng tao na yon, sinakal niya, binugbog niya, at pinakulong niya. And there were some servants of the king who saw this. Nakita yung pangyayari na to. And they reported to the king. Those who saw this incident went to the king and reported, O king, yung pinatawad mong tao nandun sa labas. Sinasakal yung isang servant mo dahil hindi nakabayad ng utang niya sa kanya. And the scripture says the king was enraged. Grabing galit ng hari. And so he called for the man back. Pinabalik yung tao na yon. Sabi ng hari sa kanya, hindi ko na lang sasabihin sa Bisaya kasi masakit talaga pag sa Bisaya. Englishin na lang natin. Sabi niya, I canceled all your debts. You should have extended that to others. Pero anong ginawa mo? Anong ginawa mo? Paglabas mo dito, hindi ka man lang nagpatawad. And sabi ng king, okay, get this man, torture him, put him in prison, sell his children, sell his wife, until when? Until he pays. Ay, hindi na makakabayad yun. Kulong forever yun. And listen to the words of Jesus at the end of the parable. Sabi niya, listen carefully. This is how you will be treated if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. That's the message. Ganitong mangyayari sa'yo pag hindi ka magpatawad sa kapatid mo galing sa puso mo. You know, I can end. Nakuha niyo na yung mensahe. You know what I'm saying already. We can stop here. Ang pagpatawad, hindi pinag-uusapan. Pata ginawali masyado ron. Ginaubrat aron. Ngani mag-uli kita makaron. Hay, bago ikaw matuog hindu ng gabi, before you sleep tonight, you think. You think of people who may have offended you. People who may have hurt you and until now you don't forgive them. The wound is not healed yet. Bishop, hindi mo alam yung ginawa ng tao na yan sa akin. Yeah, I know. But something worse can happen to you if you will not forgive your brother from your heart. Finally, eto lang yon. Why would God want us to forgive all the time? Bakit? Huh? Why do you think? I hear confession. When we were in Davao, lahat ng pare pinakonfess ng primate natin. All the priests, all the deacons should confess to their bishops. And so, they lined up. Maraming pare nagko-confession. And ito lang napapansin ko through the years I hear confession. The same person, pag nagko-confession sa akin, will always confess the same sin. Paulit-ulit yan. Bishop, nagnakaw ako. Okay, forgive you. After a month, balik yan. Bless me, Bishop, for I have sinned. Nagnakaw po ako. Tapos, after a few months, magko-confession ulit. Bishop, Bishop, nagnakaw ako. Paulit-ulit. And nakita ko na yon. May pattern na. This person, I know already the sin. Because it keeps on repeating. Now, I'm not trying to put anybody down. When I go to confession, pag ako napupunta sa confession, I always confess the same sin also. Paulit-ulit din. Bakit ganyan, Bishop? Yeah. Bakit ganyan? Number one, makasalanan tayong lahat. At yung kasalanan natin, paulit-ulit. Ngayon, ang tanong ko sa inyo, kung pupunta ka sa Diyos at bibigyan ka ng limit, eh naku, huwag ka na kayong lumapit ulit. But you see, the mercy of God is infinite. The mercy of God has never come to an end for anyone. It's new every morning. That's the reason why we keep on coming back to God. Yung kasalanan natin na ilang beses mo inuulit-ulit, pinapatawad pa ulit-ulit ng Diyos. And that's the reason why we need to forgive others kahit na ulit. Bakit? Kasi kailangan natin ang awa ng Diyos paulit-ulit. I need the mercy of God. Over and over again, I will not survive kung hindi maawa ang Diyos sa akin. I can never hope of heaven if God will not have mercy on me over and over again. We need God's forgiveness over and over again. That is why when you forgive those who sin against you, you have to forgive them all the time. But does it mean that we can reconcile already? Parang walang nangyari? No. Ang utos ng Diyos sa atin, magpatawad. But sometimes reconciliation is impossible. Hindi na pwede mag-reconcile. Amen? Amen. There was a man, ni-rape yung anak niya, babae, ni-rape ng best friend niya. Nung ni-rape yung anak niya, hindi niya alam yung best friend niya, kasama niya sa trabaho, umuwi sa bahay nila and raped her daughter. So, itong, just imagine if it happens to you. Gusto niyang patayin yung kaibigan niya. Ahas. And he could not forgive his friend, hindi niya mapatawad. Sa sobrang galit niya, galit na siya sa mundo, galit na siya sa asawa niya, galit na siya sa anak niyang na-rape, until finally, iniwan niya ang asawa niya, iniwan niya ang anak niya, uminom siya ng uminom, hanggat nandun na siya sa kalye natutulog, dahil sa galit na hindi mapatawad. Ayong kaibigan niya nakulong. Until one day, he woke up, sabi niya, ba't ganito na ang buhay ko? Bakit nasa kalye na ako natutulog, lasenggo na, wala siyang trabaho? Until finally, he prayed, he knelt down, sabi niya, Lord, ano bang kasalanan ko, bakit ganito na ang buhay ko? And the Lord spoke to him and said, just forgive, patawarin mo lang. And sabi niya, ayaw ko, I cannot forgive. And it went on for months and years until finally he went to the prison. Pumunta siya sa city jail, looked for his friend. Doon nakita niya yung kaibigan niya, takot na takot yung kaibigan niya. At linapitan niya, sabi, I just want you to know that I forgive you. Gusto ko lang malaman mo, pinatawad na kita. Then he went out. He was crying, he was in pain. But he chose to forgive. A few weeks later, bumalik yung asawa niya and they reconciled. Then yung daughter niya came back at nabuo niya yung pamilya niya ulit. Pero yung kaibigan niya, hindi na sila nag-reconcile. Because what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is one thing, reconciliation is another thing. The Lord command us to forgive. Ang reconciliation, depende yan. Kung nagsisisi yung taong gumawa ng kasalanan sa'yo, reconciliation is possible. But if the person does not repent, wala nang reconciliation. Amen? Amen. Can trust be regained? Kailangan ba pag nagpatawad ka na, dapat ibalik mo yung tiwala sa tao? Ha? Huh? Can you trust the same friend again? O punta ka naman sa bahay minsan, nandito yung anak ko, I will trust you. No! I will never trust that person again. But did God say we trust? No. Forgive. Just forgive. Forgiveness is for you who have been offended. Bishop, pinatawad ko na yan, pero hindi ko makakalimutan yung ginawa sa akin. So ano ba? Nagpatawad ka ba? Bishop, siguro mali ako dahil hindi ko makakalimutan. Hindi. Sometimes when you forgive, you cannot forget the offense. Right? Iba sa inyo ang sama ng tingin sa akin. I have been hurt by certain people and until now, what they did to me, I can remember well. Hindi nagbabago yung kwento. Alam ko talagang ginawa nila, hindi ko makakalimutan. Is it possible to forgive and forget? No. Maliban lang pag nagkasakit ka ng Alzheimer, makakalimutan. Sino nga ni ikaw? O, ano nga ni manang imong iubra ka ako? Basta may iubra ikaw eh. Hindi ganyan. Ang sabi ni Lord, forgive and forget. Did God say that to us? Did Jesus say you have to forgive and forget? Forgetting is impossible sometimes. Hindi mo makakalimutan yan. Dala mo yan. Si Jesus ba nakalimutan ba niya yung kasalanan natin? Tuwing tinitingnan niya yung kamay niya, may sugat yan eh. Kaya alam niya ang kasalanan natin. But what is forgiveness? Forgiveness does not mean that you forget the offense, no. Forgiveness is a commitment on your part, a commitment not to take vengeance. Hindi ka won magbagos sa nakasaki mo. Abi siya po ba't ako nagbawos pero everyday ginapainuino mo roan ng pagkamatay? Wa ka nga nagbawos pero sa imong isip hay pagbugtaw mo sa agahon ay mayadmana sa dakara kung mag-antos sa gumapang sanla sa buhay. Yan. That's in your mind. You're replaying certain things. Forgiveness means I'm making a commitment today, I'm not going to take revenge anymore. But justice will have to prevail. Amen? Dapat may hustisya pa rin. The wrongdoing must be corrected pa rin. The trust that is broken might not be mended again. The relationship that has been severed may not be reconciled again. But the person who has forgiven has made a commitment, I will not take revenge anymore. Di una ko magbawos kid. Pero Bishop, naalala ko anong inaubra. Yeah. I remember what that person did to me. And every day pag nagigising ako, yung galit ko nandyan na naman. And you know what? I forgive again. Siguro yan ang ibig sabihin, 70 times 7. You know, there are people that you cannot just forgive once. You forgive them every day. Pag naalala ko yung ginawa niya sa akin at nagagalit na naman ako, then I made another forgiveness for that person. How often? Well, 70 times 7, unlimited. Until one day, hindi ko na naiisip. Mag-ingat tayo sa mga taong nagkasala sa atin. Hindi nga tayo gumagante, pero sa isip natin, may ginagawa tayo sa isip natin sa kanila. Kahapon nga eh. Sabi ng isang tao, huwag mo nang ipagdasal, mamatay yung kaaway mo. May kaaway mo eh. Hindi ko na pinagdadasal, mamatay yan. Bakit? Eh sabi ni Bishop, mamamatay naman tayong lahat eh. Ang prayer ko lang sa kanya, sana mas maaga. I'm not praying for the death of my enemy because we are going to die anyway, all of us. So what's the point of praying mamatay yung kaaway mo? Mamamatay din yan. Ang prayer niya lang, sana mas maaga lang. Mapaaga. Okay? So that's what forgiveness is. We can go on and on and on and on. But God, why does He tell us to forgive? Bakit? Because to forgive the person is to participate in the life of God. You know what? There are many blessings coming in your life. And some of those blessings are hindered and will never come simply because you do not forgive. Amen? Ang gusto kasi ng Diyos magpatawad tayo. Kasi ganito yan. Bakit gusto ng Diyos magpatawad tayo infinitely? It's because it's like this. God loves you. How many of you believe that? Konti na lang. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, mahal na mahal ka ng Diyos. Yeah. He loves you. How does God express His love for you and me na makasalanan? Paano pinapakita ng Lord yung love niya sa atin na mga makasalanan? You know how He expressed His love to us, sinners? He expressed it by mercy and forgiveness. Love yan. Amen? Paano tayo minamahal ng Lord? Inaakap ako ni Lord at sinasayaw ako ni Lord. Labing-labing kami. Hindi ganyan si Lord. When God expresses His love for you, He extends His mercy on you. And then He forgives you. Amen? Amen? Now, ilan sa inyo dito nagkasala sa Diyos? Okay. At least may kasama ako. At alam niyong pinatawad ka dahil naawa ang Diyos sa iyo. Ay, alam ko rin yan. Okay? Ganito yan. So if you know that, and you do not extend that mercy on others, you will not experience the healing of His mercy and forgiveness. Kaya maraming tao, hindi humihilom ang sugat, hindi gumagaling, dahil yung in-extend ni Lord sa kanila, hindi pinasa sa iba. Amen? Whatever God gives you, it's real, it's true. But for you to enjoy the fullness of that, you have to share that with others. Di ba palagi ko sinasabi, the peace of the Lord is always with you? Amen? Ang sagot niyo, and with your spirit. Oh, anong sinasabi ko? Then you extend that peace to others. Give it to others so that you will experience the fullness of that peace. God is love. And so when He gives you His love through His mercy and forgiveness, okay, binigay sa'yo, it's already within you, and you don't extend it, you will never participate in the love of God. You will never grow in your spiritual life. Kaya maraming tao sa simbahan, palagi sinasabing mature sila, hindi nga nagpapatawad. How can you grow? Because maturity is about loving God and loving others. How can you grow if you do not forgive? That gift of God to you of His love, mercy, and forgiveness, it's there inside, but it will not affect your life until you give it to others. You can never grow to be the person that God wants you to be unless you learn to extend mercy and forgiveness to others. You can only grow to become the person that you want to be. And many Christians today in the church, they have only grown to become the person that they want to be. I don't want to be the person that I want to be. I want to become the person that He wants me to be. Hindi ko gusto yung tao na gusto ko lang maging. I desire something more than that. I want to be the person that God wants me to be. And the only way that we can become the person that God wants us to be is if when we grow in our spiritual life. How can we grow? By extending what God has given you. You will find life when you lose it. But those who would like to keep life for themselves will lose life. Mawawalan ka ng buhay. Mawawalan ka ng energy. Mawawalan ka ng pagkakataon, you will lose the opportunity in becoming the person that God wants you to be. Bishop, bakit gusto ko maging person na gusto ni Lord para sa akin? Why? Because there are blessings waiting for you. Blessings that will be given you when you become the person that He wants you to be. And you can never have those blessings. Mangarap ka na lang, hindi mo makukuha yan until you learn to extend mercy on your brothers and forgive them. Once you do that, once you extend mercy and forgiveness to others, yes, it's painful, it hurts. But the moment you do that, the gift of God to you inside you will suddenly come alive. Amen? It comes alive. Yung awa na binibigay ng Diyos sa'yo, minsan binabaliwala natin eh. Walang value sa atin na naawa ang Diyos sa atin. Walang value sa atin na pinatawad tayo ng Diyos. Bakit? Walang value yan, walang kaulugan. Kasi hindi mo na-experience. Bakit hindi mo na-experience? Kasi hindi ka marunong magpatawad din. But the moment you start forgiving your enemies, the moment you're extending mercy to us, you will be shown mercy. Makikita mo yun. Awa na. You'll begin to see the value of God's mercy in your life. Once you extend mercy to others, we participate in the fullness of God's life when we give what we have received from the Lord. Here today, you will encounter God. Like I've said earlier today, you will encounter the Lord today. What will you encounter with the Lord today? Ano ang encounter mo kay Lord sa araw na to? His mercy on you. Ilan sa inyo, itong linggo, bago kayo pumasok sa simbahan, maraming kasalanan. Ako marami. Dami talaga. Sa isip, sa salita, at sa gawa, ang dami kong kasalanan. Dapat nga hindi ako magmimisa dahil sobrang daming kasalanan. But you know what? You know what? I came here for His mercy and His forgiveness also. Just like you. And He extends that to me. Hindi mo na nga hihingiin eh. Paglapit mo palang binibigay niya na kaagad sa'yo. Amen? And guess what? You will encounter Him today once you decide to forgive your brother from your heart. Whatever the offense may be, kahit gaano kasakit ang ginawa sa'yo, the choice is still yours. If you choose to forgive that person, you know what happens? You experience God's mercy, God's forgiveness. What is that? It's His love for you. You encounter God's love today. My brothers and sisters, yan ang punta natin dito. We didn't come here for anything else. We came here. Came here today because we know God loves us. And I want to experience that love of God by experiencing His mercy, His forgiveness in my life. Amen? Now, share that mercy and forgiveness sa mga taong nagkasala sa inyo, nagkamali sa inyo. Forgive them from your heart. And today you will not go home in the same way you came in. You will go home today encountering Jesus in your life. Amen.